Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us less. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla, what's good?
Unless a movie says based on a true story at the beginning, we can pretty much assume that most movies are kind of made up, right? Well, remember the movie Homeward Bound? The dogs in that movie somehow get far from their owners, and they have to find their way back home through the desert, and they fight their way around that bobcat. Do you remember that scary scene? I was traumatized as a child.
Remember when Shadow fell through the thing?
Yes!
Yeah.
Like, how'd he get out? His friends helped him. Anyway, in this case, I don't think there were any scary bobcats, but if this were a movie, the plot would be very similar. Cleo, a four-year-old lab, went missing from her house in Olathe, Kansas. Do you know where that is?
Olathe,
I knew that.
Yeah. I didn't know what you were saying, and then I went, oh, she meant Olathe.
I did.
Yeah.
That's like us saying Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
Worcester. From people that are not from here.
Or any of the million names of towns around here that nobody knows until you live here for 15 years.
So it's Olathe?
Yeah, Olathe.
Okay, so she went missing from her house in Olathe, Kansas on July 12th. No one knew where Cleo went. The owners were so scared. Several days later, Cleo's owner got a phone call from a man named Colton Michael. Colton had found Cleo. But here's the kicker. Cleo had shown up. This is what makes it a feel-good story. Cleo had shown up to the owner's old home, which was now Colton's new home. But it's where Cleo grew up and spent most of her years, so of course she knew where to go if she were lost.
Aww.
I know. When Colton saw Cleo for the first time, she was a bit anxious, but she looked too well-groomed to be astray, so he had her scanned for a microchip. Which is awesome because that's how they found Cleo's owners. And that's when he noticed that the last name on Cleo's chip registration was actually the same last name as the previous owners of the house he was living in now. So Colton went to Facebook and searched for the owner's last name and saw that they had posted that their dog went missing a week earlier. So no one knows how Cleo made the 60-mile trip. That's how far Cleo walked to get back to her old home.
Wow.
But the owner is just so happy that they were reunited. So that just reminded me so much of that movie Homeward Bound. Yeah. Like, how do they know? And I just want to know if there's like police, you know, like dash cams or footage from buildings of Cleo walking in the middle of the night.
Just determined.
Like, did she stop for a drink? You know, did people like pet her on the way home? Like, did she know exactly where she, did she take the highway? No one knows how she walked 60 miles to her old home.
Yeah.
But it was just so inspiring. I had to share it with everybody. Just when you think your dog might be lost, you never know. Check your old home. That's where it feels good for today.